freedom to worship, freedom to build a better future. But Jesus shows us that real freedom is not just doing whatever we want. Real freedom is being free to love, forgive, tell the truth, and do what is right. It's freedom from fear, shame, and trying to prove we are good enough. Sometimes people tell us we will be free if we're popular, or cool, or rich, or powerful, or always liked. But those things can make us feel trapped. Jesus gives a better freedom. The freedom to know we are loved, and the freedom to love others well. So what can flags teach us? They teach us that people need stories. People need belonging. People need hope. Every flag says something about a group of people and what matters to them. And as Philip North, the Bishop of Blackburn, put it, whether it's a symbol of fear for one set of people or a welcome sign for others. For Christians, the most important flag over our lives is God's love. Our identity is that we are loved by God. Equality means every person matters to God. Loyalty means following Jesus. And liberty means being free to live God's way. There's a line in the Bible that says, "His banner over me is love." A banner is like a flag. So imagine God's love flying over your life. Not fear, not pressure, not trying to be perfect. Just love. So, I have a challenge for you all. I have a 6-question quiz for you. And I'm going to show you some flags. And I was hoping you could try to guess which country they represent. I'll give you the answers later, so please, please, please don't call out. Just keep it to yourself. So now I'm looking for somebody who might know their flags. Anybody here know their flags? Oliver. Okay. That's a surprise. This is Oliver, everyone. Say hello, Oliver.
Hello.
Right, so what we're going to do is show you some flags. Oliver, you can come around this side and you can have a look at that flag. So that's our first flag. Don't tell us what it is yet. Have a good look at that. Keep it in your mind. We'll go through the answers later. Could we have the second flag, please? Ah, that's a tricky one, that, isn't it? It looks like so many other flags. Good look. Next flag, please. That's a tricky one as well. An unusual flag amongst flags. And the next one. And you might think you know that, but the next flag might confuse you. And everybody's looked at that. Let's have the last flag, please. Oh, that's a nice one, isn't it? My favourite. Okay, so let's go to the next slide then. Can we have it up again? Right, this flag can either be South Sudan, Kenya, or Mozambique. And once we get this working, we should be right. Oliver, what's that flag?
South Sudan.
It is South Sudan. There we are. And there's some information about South Sudan. What's about South Sudan? What's happened?
It is the poorest country in the world.
That's right. Some other little bits of information you might want to look at later. Shall we have the next flag? So it could either be Monaco, Poland, or Austria. Good think about that one. Oliver, which one is this?
Morocco.
Monaco.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, Monaco. And next slide, please. Yep, it's Monaco. What's so good about Monaco?
It's the richest country
in the world. That's right. Next slide, please. Ooh. Some of you should know this one. Oliver, what's this one?
Lebanon.
Lebanon, that's right. And the next slide after that one. Let's guess the next one. Anybody know this one? What is it?
New Zealand.
It is New Zealand, and there's something special about New Zealand. What's special?
There's more sheep than people.
And can we have the next one, please?
Australia.
Oh, tension, tension. Yep, it's Australia. And the last one, please. Now, this is one of my favourites. What's this one?
Seychelles.
It's the Seychelles. One of the few flags that has lots of colours coming from out of one corner. So, good job. Well done. Well done. You can go back to the table. So thank you very much, Oliver. This week, look out for flags and symbols around you. At school, at church, on clothes, online sports matches, or in town. Ask yourself the story. What is the story telling of these particular flags? Then ask, what flag am I living under? Am I living under fear, pressure, popularity, or anger? Or am I living under the banner of Jesus' love? If we live under the banner of Jesus' love, our lives can become signs of identity, equality, loyalty and liberty. We can show others that they are loved, they matter, they belong, and that they can be free. And please don't forget,